between their ISO rating and their beliefs and values and everything. So I applied. They gave me an opportunity. Every day is different, but for the most part, we start off the same. We'll get our gear onto the apparatus and make sure everything's operational, like our air pack. And then we also check the inventory, make sure we have all our medical equipment. Everything's operational. That way we can respond to any emergency. So we're always stocked and ready to go. I think the best part is that everyone's passionate about their job. So they come to work and they're ready to train and take care of each other and teach each other. So everyone's sharp and on their A game. So it makes the job fun and I just look forward to coming to work. Yeah.
I'm Stacey Losio. I'm the Emergency Management Coordinator for the City of Northport, and I'm going to tell you the difference between flood zones and evacuation zones. Or in Sarasota County, we call them evacuation levels. So flood zones were generated by FEMA, and they're used to determine the likelihood that you will flood, and they're used to determine if you need flood insurance if you have a mortgage on your home. Now, the evacuation zones are based on storm surge data that comes from the National Hurricane Center. And they use topography as well as hurricane vulnerability for storm surge for the area. And we use those to determine.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today's Thursday, September 4th, 2025, 5 o'clock. We're in city chambers and I call the city commission special meeting to order. Commissioners present are Commissioner Duvall, Mr. Langdon, Mayor Stokes, Vice Mayor Emmerich, Commissioner Petro. There's quorum present for the meeting. Also present are City Manager Fletcher, Interim City Attorney Golan, City Clerk Faust, Board Specialist Linder, Police Chief Garrison, and Fire Chief Titus. Let us see. Who do we want? Carmine, would you care to lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Langdon, seconded by Vice Mayor to approve the agenda. Let's vote. And that passes 5-0. City Clerk, any general public comment?
Yes. Jill Luke. Commissioners, I am writing to show support in passing both 3A and B on this agenda. Both of these departments should be standing on their own. I have watched and been part of their growth over the years. The next step for the future of these departments and the city as a whole is to make them stand within their own silo. There will be more accuracy and accountability when it is set up in this manner. It will also lessen the oversight by other departments. With the excellent development and production of safeguards and everything technical, as well as the excellent leadership of the managers of these departments, it is only logical that they be given the next step of improvement and be their own department. Thank you for looking to the future of our growing city. Maria Leslie, in regards to the two new proposed department divisions, this does not seem budget friendly, especially given that the city manager's salary is in excess. He should continue to oversee these departments, or perhaps the funding for these two new departments should be partially come out of his salary. And in regards to the proposed percentage increases with the fire district and road and drainage district, the 10 and 15% increases seem awfully high to reasonably increase all at once. Community member, as the commission takes action on the FY26 budget, I urge you to use this upcoming year to truly promote and empower the Parks and Recreation Department. Just a few weeks ago, there was an unexpected discussion about closing an activity center. Since this time, the department has continued to prove its immense value to the community. They successfully completed another summer camp program, hosted an incredible Freedom Festival, celebrated Warm Mineral Springs Day, and continue to draw large attendance numbers at the Aquatic Center. These accomplishments highlight the department's ability to bring people together, strengthen community pride, and provide safe and meaningful spaces for all ages. As the city moves into a new fiscal year, may this year be the year Parks and Recreation is discussed, not in terms of what might be closed, but in terms of how you can expand, invest, and add amenities that meet the growing needs of the residents. Supporting this department is an investment in the quality of life and future of the city. In person, I have Gaudi Oleander, followed by Robin McKay and Carmine Miranda.
Good afternoon. I am Valdi Olander. I come here in peace. I am not a criminal, and I have a dignity. Stokes, I am instructing you to remove the cap off my back. Your and his actions make me sick, causing substantial emotional distress. Stop absurdity. Stop harassment. Collect $331 million fiscal year 2026 equivalent of financial terrorism and an rip-off. No consent to it. Commissioners treat city employees as supreme over the rest of 99% of we the people. No consent to it. Action of five commissioners is major contribution to poverty and my mental distress. No consent to it. Does police force behind speakers give you comfort to fleece we the people? No consent to it. Property ad valorem tax proposal is 3.38% up from previous year. No consent to it. Not ad valorem taxes for fire rescue, road and drainage, solid waste proposal combined is 10.22% over last year. No consent. City Commission budget is up 25.76%, equals to $150,730 over last year. No consent. Five Commission salary is up 50.71% and $2,270,000 more over last year. No consent. Since Fletcher got here, taxes per capita rose 75%, 75.81, up from $2,302 to $3,585 this year. When population is up only 12,874, which equals to 15.93% only, 75% interest raise of the budget when 15% only population growth. No consent. Please verify yourself using the, please verify what I said, using the total budget and divide by the total count of the people in the given year. If you want more money, go ask AI for next lottery numbers. What else you deserve? Laurel leaves red on your heads? No consent. Get off my back.
Thank you, Mr. Ong.
Hi, good evening. I'm Robin Vakai. I live in the city of Northport since 2023. I've been a Sarasota County resident since 2014. I'm a local real estate broker. And the reason I wanted to come out here today, I'm also a certified financial planner in my past life. I have a lot of concerns about the increases, the constant increases in the budget. And I just pulled a little spreadsheet together for your adopted budgets for the last 5 years. And we've got basically 66% increase over 5 years. And I'm sure all of you have a certain level of concern. The only one that I really hear and read saying anything about how this is impacting the community is Commissioner Petro. So I thank you for that. I know your focus is the millage rate is staying the same, but people are still paying more in taxes. And I'm sure you're aware the county on the whole is also facing budgetary issues and constraints as we move forward. So I don't think now is the time to be increasing spending. In fact, everybody should be looking at cutting back and scaling down and doing more with less. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, commissioners, city manager, county clerk, department heads, and fellow Northport residents. As our city, I'm Carmine Miranda, and I've been a resident of Northport since 2013. As our city continues to grow at one of the fastest rates in Florida, communication is our most important tool for keeping our community informed and building trust and transparency. That's why I'd like to speak about the benefits of creating a single, centralized communications department to serve our city. First, centralizing communications gives Northport one clear, consistent voice in communicating infrastructure projects, road closures, and emergency information. Second, a single department saves money by increasing efficiencies and eliminating redundancies in each department. This approach ensures taxpayers get the best value for their tax dollars. This is not just an investment in communication, it's investment in, as I said, trust and transparency between our city and its residents. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Lance Broke, followed by Yassine Ralzini.
Good evening, Northport, commissioners. I'm Lance Broke. I've been a resident for 20 years and a proud customer of the city of Northport. I want to thank you all for everything you've done since you've been sitting on the commission or helping the city move in a positive direction. Recent graduate of Northport University, and I was completely shocked at what I seen. I went to all the different departments. I got to meet with department heads, employees, and I got to see how well the city runs, how efficient it runs, how the employees, the managers, and the staff have core values that they look at every day, that they operate behind, that how they have a mission statement, and how this reflects in their work. We saw shops that were well-maintained, trucks that were well-maintained. They had vision for the future. They're not being reactive. They're being proactive in their thinking. They're trying to save money. The most important thing that I saw was how well they work together. Because as we were meeting with police and how they tell us how they respond with fire, and then how fire and police respond with Department of Public Works when they need to, it just shows that the value that we pay to live in this city is going to very good use. And I appreciate everything that the staff does, the commissioners do, the city manager does, and most importantly, you know, with all this being said, communication is at the top of the list. Without good communication, we'll have uninformed residents that think they know what the city's doing. So I would like to see more investments in the communication to help the city run more efficiently, and I think it will in the future. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Moving on to public hearings, 2025-26. City Clerk, if you'd be kind enough to read by title only. We do need a motion to direct City Clerk, so I'm looking for that motion.
You've got it, Mayor. So moved.
Right. Second. Got a motion by Commissioner Langdon, seconded by the Vice Mayor, to direct City Clerk to read ordinance by title only. Let's vote on that, please.
And that passes 5-0. With that, City Clerk, you're up.
Ordinance number 2025-26, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, activating a communications department, providing for findings, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing for dates.
Thank you, ma'am. City Manager, you're right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Section 5.05 of our charter talks about our organizational structure of the City of Northport, and it states that the City Commission shall, by ordinance, adopt by unanimous vote, activate and deactivate departments as deemed necessary for the efficient administration and operation of city government. And the following departments may not be deactivated except by referendum: that's the Police Department and the Finance Department. Today, we ask that you take the recommended action of creating a communications department by selecting option one, which is continuing ordinance number 2025-26 as presented to second reading on September 18, 2025. We're happy to answer any questions you may have, sir.
Thank you very much, commissioners. You're up. Anybody want to speak to this item? Mr. Lang.
Thank you, Mayor. I am so impressed with what the communications department has been able to accomplish over the past 2 or 3 years. I've opined on that repeatedly from the dais when the topic has come up. Good communications are so important to a community of our size and growing. And this team has done such an incredible job at elevating the image of the city, both within the city and outside the city. They've had a tremendously beneficial impact on our economic development efforts, on our customer satisfaction. They have really proven that they are ready to become their own department. So I am an unequivocal yes. Let's move forward with this ordinance.
Anybody else? I would just like to say that I echo Commissioner Langdon's feelings with regard to this matter. And I also think it's important, too, being a department unto itself, I think it will actually help increase efficiency and increase communication to the community. Being able to stand on equal footing with other department heads, being able to interface with them, understand better the projects they're working on, what they're involved in, and being able to really transmit that information out to our community, I think is essential. And I think we've moved in the right direction. I think these folks, for the short money that in differential here, I think it's well worth it. And I think that our citizenry and the city will benefit by it. It's hard to measure, but it is noticeable, and it's been noticeable to me in the handful of years I've been involved with the city. Communications is head over heels better than it was, and it's moving in the right direction. So I am supportive of this. Commissioner Duval.
Thank you, Mayor. I took a look back at our budget book from last year, and our ad valorem tax revenue last year was $36,548,170. Our projected this year is $39,421,820. That's an increase of about 7.86%. Later on, we're going to be discussing some increases for our fire rescue, our road and drainage, our solid waste. Those increases are more in line with 10% and more. This is difficult to say, and I definitely do not want what I am saying to be determined as looking down on the people in our communications division. These people work hard. It is a growing entity. They're involved in so many things. But this, along with another change that we're going to be talking about comes out to almost $100,000 this year for our taxpayers. And I have to look at our taxpayers. I do not believe that the people that work for this city, whether this becomes a department or not, are going to do any worse of a job if this gets turned down. So for those reasons, I am not voting for this. Thank you.
Anything else from anybody? Commissioner Petro.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't know if it adds value to speaking before the vote, because we already know the direction of this vote. But I want to say that it is important to talk about this. And I do want to commend our communication division and the head of that communication division for wonderful work you did for the city and for the citizens of this city. The financial impact of both divisions, if they be reclassified, is close to $100,000. It's $99,630. Although I see a value in this reclassification, there will be very little change in the operations. And if not passed, it will not impede the functionality of each division. Now, with that being said, I commend each division with their hard work and the productivity. I do believe that we have to look at the other side of the story, and that is the taxpayers. With our commercial base around 8-9%, which is way below the average, I'm looking at the number of houses that might or should be added to cover that financial impact. And if you're a homeowner within the city, you know how much you pay taxes for the city of Northport, not excluding the Sarasota County portion. So that takes a number of houses to be added. And as we hear a lot of growth pays for the growth, which is, does not really pay, because each household consumes much more than they provide in financial asset or financial contribution to the city. So I just want to say this before we vote. Thank you.
Vice Mayor.
Yeah, since everybody else spoke, I guess I got to speak now. Communications is very key with what we're getting ready to move forward on in this city. We're in, you know, tough times, you know, a lot of speculation out there on whether we're going to have this or have that or how life's going to be. But having communications is the key to where the citizens get the proper information. I don't like to where I go on Facebook and they've created their own information and everybody is following that and going, oh, yeah, it must be true because so-and-so put it out there. Well, no, go to the communications of the city of Northport and get the facts, get the truth. You know, we got price widening coming up, and there's going to be a lot of questions on why'd you do this, why'd you do that. It'll all be there, if not from communications, from public works, but it's still going through communications to get out to the public. I had a little birdie speak to me before the meeting, and she said that she had difficulties finding communications on the website. I said, well, it's under the city manager's office. Oh, well, I go to Parks and Rec. It's Parks and Rec. I go over here. It's the same. So to have their own identity when people are looking for communications is a key, and it is definitely worth that investment, especially with the times going forward. So anybody out there saying this is not a wise investment is just trying to keep the information from getting to the citizens. And that's just my opinion, so that's where I'm at. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Point of clarification, City Attorney. in order for this particular change to occur, am I correct? Can changing a division to a department requires unanimous vote? Is that correct?
No, I didn't look at that before I came in. I believe that's correct.
I got to change. Let me read that anyway.
So what I read, Mr. Mayor, was the city commission shall by ordinance adopt by unanimous vote, activate or deactivate a department.
I believe. All right. With that in mind, then, anybody else have anything to say here? Can I look for a public comment?
Susan Kostbar. I support a communications department to better align cross communications as we continue to grow. I commend the information we received during past hurricanes, which made me feel safe and informed. Moving forward, there is a need to continue with timely, critical information, especially with our growth and the many anticipated storms. Thank you for all your efforts. I love Northport. Michelle Moore. Hello, City Commission. My name is Michelle Moore, and I'm here today as a proud Northport resident and a local business owner of Film Boutique and Images of Therapy. I'm speaking in support of Ordinance Number 2025-26. I truly believe that creating a single communications department will make our city stronger. I am a great example of the good work they are already doing. After graduating with honors from Northport University Class 2, I became more civically involved than ever before. This happened because the city did an incredible job telling its story and engaging with residents. Bringing all the communication teams together under one department will make our city's voice more cohesive. It will help us build more public trust and ensure that as Northport grows, our ability to inform and engage with the community grows with it. I urge you to vote yes on this ordinance. Thank you so much for your time and for all you do for our city. In person, I have Kathy Garrity.
Good afternoon, Commission, City Manager. I'm Kathy Garrity. I am a 25-year resident of Northport and the valedictorian of Northport University. I'm speaking extemporaneously because I just believe that the department coming out of where it is right now for communications is really important just to kind of set the standard. There are so many, communications runs across every department. It runs across every single thing that we do. It's difficult sometimes when you go on our website and you do try to find exactly where it is and who is involved in it and who's heading it, who's doing everything else. And not to take away any of city managers under because they report directly to you, as I understand. It's just a matter of putting it in its place and giving it a title, because we have already seen what a great job our communications department has done over the years. I've seen great increases in my 25 years here. I think especially within the last 2 years and what we learned in Northport University going from department to department, to see how important the communications element plays in every single department that we visited. So I am all in favor. I voice what Lance said, I voice what Michelle said, and I voice what some of your commissioners have said, that I think that the communications department has a right to stand on its own, and I hope you'll see positive to give it that vote. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. With that, then, entertain the motion.
I'll make it. I move to continue ordinance number 2025-26 to second reading on September 18th, 2025.
Second.
Got a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Commissioner Langdon, to move this motion forward. Let's go ahead and vote, folks. So while this vote was 3-2 in the affirmative, as a result of this requiring a unanimous vote, it fails. Moving on to, let me find this here. Give me a second. Ordinance 2025-27.
I'm going to need a motion for city clerk to read by title only, please.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Got a motion by Mr. Langdon, seconded by the vice mayor. Let's vote on this. Passes 5-0. City clerk, if you'd be kind enough.
Ordinance number 2025-27, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, activating an information technology department, providing for findings, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Thank you very much. City manager, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Per our charter, section 5.05, the organizational structure of the Northport City Charter states that the City Commission shall, by ordinance, adopt by unanimous vote, activate or deactivate departments as deemed necessary for the efficient administration and operation of city government, except for the two departments of the police department and the finance department. They recommend that you take the action of creation of the information technology department by selecting option one, continuing ordinance 2025-27 as presented to second reading on September 18, 2025. Happy to answer any questions, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much, sir. Commissioners, anything to this item? Mr. Langdon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Although I already have a pretty good feeling how this is going to go, I think it's important for us to acknowledge the leadership and the incredible work of our IT department. As a direct result of their good stewardship, we've been able to avoid some potentially devastating situations. Like communications, they do cut across all of the departments. And security and being leading in our technology use as a city is vitally important, I believe, to our future growth. And because of all of those reasons, I am supportive of elevating IT from a division to a department.
Commissioner. Anything else, commissioners? Seeing nothing, City Clerk, any general any public comments on this item?
There is none.
With that, I'll close this public hearing and request a motion.
I'll make it. I move to continue ordinance number 2025-27 to second reading on September 18th, 2025.
Sorry.
Got a motion by Commissioner Lang, second by the Vice Mayor, to continue ordinance 2025-27 to second reading on September 18th, 2025. Nothing else to that. Let's vote. And while that passes 3-2 in the affirmative, it fails as it requires a unanimous vote.
Mr. Mayor, if I may.
You may, sir.
The ordinance has to be adopted by unanimous vote, but moving it to second reading, if adopted at second reading. So this motion, this ordinance can go to second reading with a pass of 3-2. It would not be adopted at second reading if the vote was 3-2 at that time.
I see.
And that'll go for the other one.
And that'll go for the other one as well. All right. So,
all right, we'll see him again.
Yeah, we'll see it again at second reading, I suppose. Thank you for the clarification.
Yep.
All right. Moving on, ordinance 2025-24. I need a motion to direct city clerk to read by title only.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion by the vice mayor, seconded by Commissioner Langdon, to direct city clerk to read this item by title only. Let's vote. Passes 5-0. City clerk, if you'd be kind enough.
Ordinance number 2025-24, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, adopting the ad valorem millage rate and rollback rate for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2025, and ending September 30, 2026, providing for findings, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Very very much. City Manager. Oh, okay, go ahead.
City of Northport, Florida, for the fiscal year is 3.7667 mils, which is $3.7667 per $1,000 of assessed property within the city. The millage rate is certified to the property appraiser and the tax collector of Sarasota County, Florida, to be levied for the city's general government operating and capital purposes for the fiscal year. Section 2.02. The general municipal millage rate is 0.47% higher than the rollback rate of 3.7491 mils, which is $3.4791 per $1,000 of assessed property within the city. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. City Manager, Shiretti.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The fiscal year 2025-26 tentative budget is based on a 3.7667 ad valorem millage rate. This rate represents $3.7667 per $1,000 of taxable value. The proposed millage rate is budgeted to generate $39,421,820 in general fund revenues at a 96.5 collection rate. The reason that the ad valorem tax revenues are increasing includes personnel costs from 14 additional general fund positions and an increase in facility maintenance and deferred maintenance, a transfer to the renewal and replacement fund for future capital facility needs, generator improvements, and city share costs of fire station 83 and 84 roof replacements. We're happy to answer any questions you may have, but we ask that you approve it with option one, which is approving ordinance number 2025-24 on first reading as presented, and move to second reading on September 18, 2025. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, questions, discussion? Seeing nothing, City Clerk, any public comment?
There is none.
And I'll close this public hearing. Looking for a vote or a motion, I'm sorry.
I'll make it move to continue ordinance number 2025-24 to second reading on September 18th, 2025.
Second.
And a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Commissioner Duvall, to continue ordinance 2025-24 to second reading on September 18th, 2025. There's nothing more to it. Let's vote. And that passes 5-2-0. Moving on, ordinance 2025-25. Need a motion to direct City Clerk to read by title only.
So moved.
Second.
And a motion by Commissioner Langdon, seconded by the Vice Mayor, to request City Clerk to read by title only. Let's vote on this. Passes 5-0. City Clerk.
Ordinance number 2025-25, an ordinance of the City of Northport, Florida, adopting the non-district budget for the fiscal year beginning October 1, 2025 and ending September 30, 2026, adopting the capital improvement budget and program, prescribing the terms, conditions, and provisions with respect to the items of appropriations and their payment, providing for supplemental appropriations and reappropriations, providing for findings, providing for posting of the budgets, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, and providing an effective date.
Thank you, ma'am. City Manager, your item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. For this item, we are recommending the action of approving ordinance number 2025-25 on first reading and moving it to second reading on September 18, 2025. As outlined in staff summary, the total non-district amount of this budget of $262,920,950. And we're happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners. Any questions? Any discussion? Commissioner Petro.
Thank you, Mayor. In our workshops, I believe it was the last one, I suggest a hiring fees. And I have to do it again. And what do you fellow commissioners think if we initiate a hiring freeze? for the best for the next year.
Anybody have any comments?
I guess I'm next on the board. City Manager, could you refresh us on what the new headcount is? What departments, what positions? Can someone do that?
You mean that we added to the budget?
Yes. Correct.
Yes, if you give us 1 minute.
I apologize, I'm having Excel issues here that I can only read one line at a time. For fiscal year 26, there are 25 new positions, but they are not all included in this non-district budget. So, there are 20 positions that are included in this budget, which also includes some of the 8 for the fire district that are half fire district and half general fund.
Is that all 20? So how many positions are involved in this?
20.
20. And how many of them are fire and rescue?
I believe it's 8. Is it 8? Yes. Eight.
And what are the others?
The other 5?
The balance of those positions that are coming out of the general fund.
Okay. The positions are an assistant city attorney, grants compliance specialist, planning coordinator. Code enforcement inspector. Accountant 3. I'm sorry, this Excel is, I can't even see what's going on. Thank you.
Maybe glasses are in order.
No, I don't know what's going on with this. Okay, sorry about that. 2 code enforcement inspectors that are split between general fund and building fund. Code enforcement inspector that's in the building fund, accountant that's in the general fund. 7 firefighter EMT paramedics in split between general fund and fire district. A system support analyst also split between general fund and fire district. Collections operator 2 in the utility fund, distribution operator 2 in the utility fund, distribution operator 1 in the utility fund, admin service specialist in the fleet fund, emergency vehicle technician in the fleet fund. The other 5 are 2 in road and drainage and 3 in solid waste district.
Right, which I'm part of.
Which are, yes, not part of this.
Correct. Yes. Okay. When I look at that list, I don't see any position that I feel is arbitrary or not warranted. To put a freeze on fire and rescue, I, for one, am not willing to impact or affect the safety of this community. I personally have utilized those services and appreciated the rapid response. And I would not want to do anything that negatively impacted the quality of that service to our residents. Code enforcement, I think we all regularly hear complaints from our residents that we're not doing enough to maintain property standards in this city. I would have to say the majority of the complaints I get are in that neighborhood, so I personally am not willing to sacrifice that position. Same with utilities. I just don't see where we would want to cut any of these positions. I also feel that we might, in the next year or two, face a situation where our assessed values decline, in which case we, in my mind, would be forced to consider freezes and cuts. I don't see that as the situation we are in for this year. A hiring freeze is extreme. I think it signals to the development community and the business community and surrounding communities that this city is in some type of financial crisis. I do not believe we are there. So while I appreciate the desire to contain costs, we're not asking the citizens for an increase in millage rate to fund any of these positions. So my personal opinion, taking such an extreme measure when I do not believe at this point in time it's warranted, would not be a wise move on the part of this commission.
Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Mayor.
Yeah, we've already vetted this in throughout the budget hearings and stuff, but I also recall that some of these positions, they're half a year. They're not starting all these positions out in October 1st, so it's sort of split. And also, they're being combined with either enterprise funds, district funds, and it's not a whole hit on the general fund. But we do need staff, and it is well worth it to make that investment. I mean, everybody complains about, especially code enforcement. I'm going to use those. They are key. They complain, but we don't have the help to get that job done, and we need more individuals out there. So I'm all for it. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You know, I focus on another aspect of it. I've never been a big advocate of freezes across the line. The across the board cuts, across the board freezes, I think are unhealthy because they're the easy way to go. They're not strategic, they're not carefully planned, they don't look to the different needs of the citizenry or the city. I think it's definitely the wrong way to go about saving money. We spent quite a period of time working on this budget, and commission had sufficient time to look for deeper cuts. I think the staff did a pretty good job, if you ask me, of digging deep to come in line and hold the millage rate at its present level and yet still be able to, you know, maintain a quality of service to our citizenry in light of the growth we're going through. I just don't think hiring freezes solve the problem for you. I think all it does is set you up for more problems down the road, especially listening to the specifics of the positions we're looking at here. You know, if commission had wished to save $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million, $10 million, then it should have said so during the budget process. It should have said, this is unacceptable. We want more cuts, we want deeper cuts. It didn't. Now we say, gee, let's just freeze salaries like that's gonna be some magic wand that's waved that's gonna solve the city's problems. No, it's not. As Vice Mayor said, there are significant needs in various departments
to address the needs of our citizens. I wonder how the citizens would feel if public safety was jeopardized, if people died because of it, if we cut quality of life amenities, shut down parks, shut down centers. I mean, there's the pain. You want to save money? We could have done it, but we didn't because we were sensitive to the fact that there's a careful balance between what you charge citizens, how you use their tax dollars, and the quality of services you provide them. It is not easy to cope with a city that's growing as fast as we are and trying to keep pace with that. I think for 6 years running, this city held the millage rate flat. It is not our problem that the county assessed property values up. It's not our problem that 3/4 of every dollar that we pay in taxes goes outside this city. Only 25 cents on the dollar stays in Northport. So to look to slash more than we have, if we had wanted to, we should have. Prior to this, I just don't support a hiring freeze. I think that's blind to the needs. I think it's just an easy way to say, oh, here we can just appease. Let's just slash it. Let's just freeze it. And, you know, the consequences of doing without these positions will be felt in the community. And I personally don't think it's worth it. So, you know, again, if we want to open the budget back up, not approve the budget, go back in and slash more, okay, but this is not the way to do it in my book, so I'm not supportive of this. Commissioner Duvall.
Thank you, Mayor. As my fellow commissioners have already said, this city provides services to the citizens, and to consider the fact that there are more houses being built continually. And as the city spreads out towards the west and hopefully soon towards the east, we're going to be needing more fire departments. We're going to be needing more police. We're going to be needing more services, no matter which department they come from. And to consider the future, funds are going to be a problem in the future. All you have to do is look at the national level on down. But we cannot cut the services to our citizens. And that's why I support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petro.
Thank you, Mayor. I know it's a tense topic, but to some extent is needed for the discussion, even if it's for the sake of discussion, because maybe there's some ideas we can develop while being on the dais. But the biggest reoccurring expense with any municipality is the personnel, reoccurring expense. And that's why I brought it up publicly, because workshop is one format and the general meeting is another format. But I just don't believe the growing of the city is the way to grow the budget. And we grew this budget by 20%. And I know the staff did a good job reclassifying or shuffling funds from one fund to another fund. But I do not believe that we, as a city, grew by 20%. And it's just, you know, with our commercial base, that is the main driver of revenue, so to speak. I just felt bringing it up, and even for the sake of discussion, but I do believe even if we pay it as a citizens, a fair amount, even if it's 25 cents on a dollar. And the city of Northport is becoming more and more unaffordable. And I might be in the minority, I might be speaking for the little guy, but this is what I feel. And I just don't know, I do not know how to tackle this issue. And that's why I brought it up. But it is a significant expense for the new personnel. And I'm not here to make sacrifices on general public safety. We as a commission, we are responsible to keep this city healthy and thriving. But by the same token, I do believe, you know, taking into account that everything rises in cost, and we benefit, we are in a way encouraging that. So just brought it up as a discussion point, but and I didn't do this for the publicity or for anything on that matter. Nobody vote, nobody influences my vote, but I just felt to say that because the budget increase is really 20%, and that is not to account the budget amendments that were done throughout the year, the fiscal year of last year. So we grew this budget not by 20%. I have not done the calculation, but I'm sure it's more than 20%. And I just want to be everybody aware of where we are as far as the city commissioners. Thank you, Mayor.
Anything else to this item, folks? Any public comment on this, City Clerk? And I'll close this hearing and look for a motion. I'll make it move to continue ordinance number 2025-25 to second reading on September 18th, 2025. Got a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Commissioner Duvall, to continue ordinance 2025-25 to second reading, September 18th, 2025. If there's nothing more to that, let us vote. That passes 4-2-1 with Commissioner Petroff in the no. Reasons stated, sir?
The ones that I stated earlier. I just feel that we are growing the budget before we're growing the city.
All right. With that, any general public comment? In which case I'm adjourning this meeting.